What up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously.
Ooh.
The professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. We got DJ Hey Cousin up in this bitch, my Bestly Wesley.
I mean, that's what they call me. You know, they call me many things around this, you know, very small.
This is like a bit
world
that you're going to do every time I introduce you. I got many names.
Aren't we all known by many things in this world? All right? I mean,
yeah, now you're annoying.
Amber, aren't you known by many things? I mean, you know, a daughter, you know, podcaster, actress, asshole. So
wow,
many things.
Wow, slid that right in.
You know, you're multifaceted.
Wonderful. We're being silly. Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. What up? So today we have porn stars hospitalizing people.
I'm sorry, what now?
Porn stars, they're hospitalizing people.
I mean, is this a new genre or is this like?
You'll have to wait and see. Like a tease. Porn stars, hospitals, what could be going on?
You're like a fluffer.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
Fluffer joke. And a random yet surprising fact about Stephen King, that and more.
Okay, you don't get to say the second thing after saying that first thing and just slide on to the third thing.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know how you just think that's okay, but okay.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
No. Carry on, please.
Mm-hmm. Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review. Are you ready for this, buddy?
No.
Wonderful.
Based off what you just said, I'm not ready.
Wonderful. Were you talking about the circumcision thing?
Yes.
Coming up, author Stephen King's wife threatened to divorce him over something you would never guess. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
I'm going to say a bad book review.
You're an asshole. He's a goddamn treasure.
Buried treasure.
Oh, wow. Oh, he's dead, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oops, sorry.
Damn, is he?
He might be. I think
he is. We should probably Google that.
Yeah, we should.
No, I'm gonna Google it. Let me see if he's dead. All right, hold on. We're gonna check and see if Stephen King has passed before we start talking more shit. Hold on a second. You gotta be politically correct.
I want my takeouts to be accurate.
All right, hold on.
All right, take your time.
I'm in images.
Take your time, but hurry up.
All right. I'm thinking he is still alive. Commence shit talk.
Oh.
He's alive.
Oh, cool. All right, so just buried treasure metaphorically. Awesome.
I just want to know, like, almost every photo of him, he looks like he's just consumed a child's soul. Especially this one.
Good God. Oh, yeah, I forgot what he looks like. Yeah, he definitely consumes some kind of extraordinary substance from either this world or the next or the previous. Not quite sure which.
I mean, he is an amazing author. Don't get me wrong. He's 76 years young. He's white and rich. He's got the whole world ahead of him.
Not really, but that's nice for you to say. He would really love that. He really would.
Paying homage to the great Stephen King. May he... Oh, no, he's still alive.
Yeah. May he rest normally amongst the living.
Yes, have a good...
Like
rest
a nap.
Rest up.
Yeah.
Rest
yeah.
up.
May you have a...
So that you can prepare to write your next amazing novel after you have been well rested.
Exactly. I agree. Not dead. Okay.
I'll have to double Google tomorrow to make sure.
Yeah. That can change at any moment.
Yeah, it could. It could change at any moment. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Why would you start it like that? Fuck you, huh?
That's the way it deserves to be.
That's not at all how it's supposed to go, okay?
You screamed so loud, my eardrums are bleeding.
I didn't realize
stomach.
I was that close to the mic, okay?
It's a microphone, dude.
You're
sitting right next to me.
Well, it should be a macrophone, quite honestly, because it picks up a large amount of space, so why is it micro?
I'm going to kick you in your left testicle. Keep playing around. All right, let's talk about Stephen King. You're pissing me off. All right, say something else.
Say something else.
All right, I'm seeing your lines.
Okay, yeah, great.
Dumbass.
Dumbass.
Yeah, we had some testicle difficulties.
Yeah, no, we did.
And
yeah.
So his microphone wasn't working.
Yeah.
So no, we had to be like, shut the fuck up so we can fix it.
And, well, we both shut the fuck up and then it was fixed. All right?
You're still not shutting the fuck up.
Well, that's because you're making it very difficult. All right?
What could Stephen King do that was so bad his wife would threaten to divorce him? What do you think?
I'm going to go with he doesn't do anal.
Okay. I was not expecting that as an answer. It's beautiful and weird. No. Actually, you're wrong.
Well, you didn't see Cujo, obviously.
Was anal involved in Cujo? I must have missed that.
Yeah, the dog was a metaphor for how intimacy can be feral, if not, you know, properly tamed and expressed. You know what I'm saying? You weren't really watching Cujo, bro. Goddamn.
Okay. Amber, insert random ass. Like last week, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You psychotic fool.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Stephen King still. Sorry, go ahead.
If you don't know who Stephen King is, he did that.
Yeah, and the movie I just said.
Yeah, all of that. And like a bunch of lots of books, movies, everything.
They're friends, though. They hung out. Stephen King and Stephen Hawking hang out, actually. And he actually, you know, used a couple of his theories and papers and whatnot.
Oh, for the two Stevens.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's
exactly.
Lovely.
Yeah, moving on. So
the reason is actually pretty simple as to why Stephen King's wife would threaten to divorce him. And this is coming from Variety. .com here. It says here, Lou Bega's Mambo Number 5, a 1999 smash hit that topped the charts, the pop charts, in the most global territories, is one of the most loved or hated songs of all time. Stephen King's wife definitely falls in the latter camp. The author recently spoke to Rolling Stone to promote his latest novel, Holly, and revealed his wife once threatened to divorce him due to his love of the infamous track. And he says here, and I quote, coming from Stephen King, "Oh, yeah, big time," King said when asked if rumors about his love for Mambo Number 5 are true. "Yeah, my wife threatened to divorce me. I play that a lot," end quote. "I had the dance mix," the author continued. "I love those extended plays, and I played both sides of it. And one of them was just total instrumental. And I played that thing until my wife said, one more time, and I'm going to fucking leave you," end quote. This, going back into the article, King must have stopped as he's been happily married to Tabitha King since 1971. The couple has three children together, including the writers Joe Hill and Owen King. The author said his wife's ultimatum arrived while he was writing November 22, 1963. You know the movie? The show?
Yeah.
His novel? Yeah. Well, it was a novel, but, you know, it became a show later. Mm-hmm. 11-22-63, his 2011 novel about the time traveler who tries to prevent the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Mambo Number 5, recorded by Bega, a German singer, was rooted in 1949 instrumental single by Damaso Perez Prado.
That was great.
Thank you. I did the best I could.
Yeah, I really felt the spice on that.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. And then there's other shit in there I don't really care about. But, yeah.
What the fuck did you just read?
I just told you why Stephen King's wife threatened to divorce him.
You just talked about Mambo Number 5 for 3 minutes. And you, oh my God.
I paid homage and told a story.
You just, I cannot believe this is the reason why this is even happening. Is this real?
It's extremely real. Up next, DJ Hey Cousin and I have beef to settle. I'm about to call you out, bro.
Well, hold on now.
We got beef. Now I'm changing the tone.
Now we have beef now?
We have beef.
Now we have beef.
I'm calling him out. I'm calling him out.
I barely expressed myself about this Stephen King thing. Well, okay.
It's
all right.
The Professionally Silly Podcast. Beef. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the last two pod, don't read it.
I'm not reading it yet. I'm reading something else.
Okay, I'm just letting you know.
I haven't even looked at it. I haven't even gone to our thing
yet. You're looking at your phone. You're not looking at me.
Oh, my God. You just need, you need eye contact?
Yo,
you want eye contact?
Which one of your sluts are you texting?
Oh, my God. Slut number 7. Goodness.
Well, hold on. What's wrong with slut number 5? I thought she was cool.
She's busy right now.
So slut number 3. You just going to skip past that.
I mean, slut number 3 is same as slut number 1. I mean, you know, you just got to really catch them when they're in the mood. And
I know
just
what you
ride
mean.
That wave.
I know what you mean. So, after what you told me about. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
I got you. Ladies and gentlemen, Wesley doesn't have many sluts, actually. This is just for fun.
Well, I mean, when I mean sluts, I really mean my Cabbage Patch Kids. You know, they're so
that
beautiful.
That got really weird. You could have made up anything, and you went with Cabbage Patch Kids. Your improv skills are weird. Okay, so the last two episodes, moving on, the last two pod episodes, that was a fail, have been a lot of fun. ChatGPT helped us out with some fun content. So Wes gave us an inspirational speech about the importance of sports.
Mm.
That was beautiful, by the way.
I inspired a lot of people that day.
That was a beautiful
and
day.
Ever since. I mean, I still get emails and Christmas cards and yeah. And all kinds of
all
things.
All from just a couple of
I
weeks
got,
ago.
I got a fruit basket. I got a spork cake, like a cake that's in the shape of a spork. It was beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, actually, you know what? They actually ended up sending me a pair of slippers shaped like sporks.
Oh, wow. Because that's nice.
That was really
cool. That's really nice.
If those things existed, we would share them with you on social media. Yeah. But we're lying. None of those things happened. We had a great time via ChatGPT helping us figure out that we were actually in a horror movie. That was fun. And also confusing because we hadn't read the script.
At all, but it was still great. It was still some great table reading. It was cult reading. It was some great just Scooby-Doo like antics. You know?
Yeah, it was. So if you missed the last few episodes, go ahead and binge it back because it's a good one. What we've done, especially in the last one, we read a random script that ChatGPT created for us, and we're going to do that again. But this time, this week, Wes and I have beef.
I'm not sure what kind of beef in which you're referring to. Stroganoff, bratwurst, Ndoli, I'm not quite sure what you're referring to.
No, God damn it. I love Ndoli. Why would you bring that up right now? I'm starving.
Well, I mean, when you bring up beef, it's not normally ground.
That's true. No, but we got beef, bruh. We got beef about hot dogs and hamburgers, actually.
What?
Yeah, a script written by ChatGPT that I have not read. It's been in my notes for like 3 weeks. I have no idea what it says, but we got beef about it, and we're going to read this script, and we're going to hash it out.
All right.
So you know what that means, Wes?
Cold read beef
cold
off?
Cold read.
It's a cold read beef off.
Oh, you know I love a good beef off.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to beef you off so hard.
Oh, okay. that was weird. I haven't been beefed off in quite some time. More sex jokes with food. I don't know.
Inserts food sex joke involving ketchup.
Yeah. Put your sex joke in the comment section.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this, man?
Like right now?
Yeah, dude. Oh, it's time to beef off.
God. All right. Hold on.
I sent you the shit, bro. What segment did you think we were doing?
All right.
You find it, and I'll do this. I would like you to shut the fuck up, too, actually.
Well, you're making it hard.
Say that again?
You're making it hard.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
All right, you ready?
Of course.
All right, bro. I don't know what the fuck happened. We were reading the script. Everything was going swimmingly.
Until we had some kind of mental malfunction.
I don't know what the fuck. We just switched characters all of a sudden.
I don't even know how it happened. I really don't.
Because I'm going to be real with you. I legit do believe that hamburgers are better than hot dogs.
I mean, yes, but I mean, I don't have a preference for either. I love them both. But I mean, if I'm at a picnic and that, you know, there's hamburgers and hot dogs, I'm getting both. I mean, that's not really even a. What am I supposed to do? Choose?
All right, who Switzerland, calm the fuck down. Nobody's asking you to choose.
Okay, yeah, I felt very stressed out just now. Actually,
calm down. I didn't even ask you.
You didn't. Why am I sweating?
I don't know, bro. Like I just said that I made a choice, and then you flipped the fuck out.
I'm breathing hard all of a sudden. God damn.
Yeah, let's just read this script.
Yes, please.
All right, so yeah, we ended up switching characters somehow. Just stick towards the end of this podcast episode and you can hear the fuck up. And we're like, wait a minute, when did we just switch characters?
I don't know.
It was wild. So
we're still trying to figure that out, too.
Yeah, that was weird. Bloopers towards the end. Enjoy the confusion. Okay, so we got two friends arguing over burgers and hot dogs. The title of the script that GPT has created for us, which we, again, have not read yet, except for the time we fucked it up.
Yeah. Which is only like maybe a third. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe a third. So the title of the script is The Great Food Debate. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to it. Two friends, Sam and Alex, are sitting at a picnic table in a park, each holding their preferred food item, a hamburger for Sam and a hot dog for Alex. They are in the midst of a passionate debate.
All right, Alex, I'm telling you once and for all, hamburgers are the pinnacle of culinary excellence.
Please. Hot dogs are the true champions of taste. They're like little parcels of joy wrapped in a bun.
Joy? Please. Hot dogs are like mystery meat tubes. You never know what's in them.
Mystery meat? At least we know what's in a hot dog, but a hamburger is like a Russian nesting doll of ingredients. Who knows what's hiding in all those layers?
Really, layers? Layers of deliciousness, that's what, all right? You got your juicy beef patty, perfectly seasoned, topped with cheese, lettuce, tomatoes.
And don't forget the endless array of condiments. Ketchups, mustards, pickles, onions is like a flavor explosion in every bite.
Oh, come on. All right, okay. Hot dogs have their own charm, all right? That snap when you bite into the casing, the savory taste of the meat, whatever. I mean, the satisfying squish of the bun.
Squish? That's not exactly a selling point. Hamburgers have substance, Alex. They're a meal. Hot dogs are just snacks.
Snacks? Snacks? Tell that to the countless hot dog lovers who swear by the beloved Franks. Hot dogs are versatile. You can have them on a ball game, a barbecue, even for breakfast.
Breakfast? Really?
Uh-huh.
Now you're getting ridiculous. A little Cerrone's here. Who in their right mind eats hot dogs for breakfast?
I mean, hey, don't knock it until you try it. But let's face it, Sam. Hot dogs are the ultimate comfort food. All right. They're a symbol of freedom. America on a bun.
America on a bun. More like a heart attack waiting to happen. Hot dogs are the food of the people. Simple, humble, but oh so satisfying. Wait a minute. They both take a moment to devour their respective foods, lost in their own deliciousness.
All right. Agree to disagree?
Fair enough. But just remember, Sam, when it comes down to it, there's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a perfectly grilled hot dog.
And there's nothing like sinking your teeth into a juicy hamburger. But hey, at least we can both appreciate good food, right?
They laugh and continue enjoying their meal, their friendship stronger than ever despite their culinary differences. I think ChatGPT confused itself.
I think so. I think it may have.
You know what I'm saying? Because at first I thought it was going to be like, oh, then they didn't even realize they switched ideas and they enjoyed it. But
I think they were trying to do like a sarcasm thing, but it didn't quite land.
Yeah, there needed to be more instruction, more direction.
Yeah, exactly.
The script itself wasn't bad. But you need to have direction for the script to give it some sort of, oh, this is what I mean. There's many ways to take things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I almost forgot this was AI until it started fucking up. And you know what?
I almost drowned.
I almost want to take our fuck up back because this is AI.
It was AI. But the moment we realized we fucked up was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. What the fuck is going on here?
Everything stops.
His penis may have been the reason for her hospitalization. Coming up next is the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Yeah, that's happened to me. Wait, what?
You are a lying sack. What the fuck, bro? Check, check.
Damn.
All right, cool.
I never actually told you I was ready or not. You just sort of asked, and then you just sort of threw me in head first. I mean, it reminds me of how I learned how to swim, actually.
Well, I feel like because we're sitting in front of microphones recording a podcast currently, you will be ready to record when the record button is hit.
I mean, yeah, of course I stay ready, so I don't have to get ready, but that's not the point. It's about the principle.
What is the principle?
That you didn't let me finish my question.
You didn't ask a question.
I mean, the question that you asked me.
I asked you a question.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Shut up.
I didn't give a fuck about your answer.
Oh, okay. Well, that's just love. Thank you. All right. Good to know.
Can we move on?
Yes.
Yeah, talk about a penis real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Hi, listeners. Hey. We had a little spat. Sorry. Mommy and Daddy aren't breaking up. Hey. We're fine.
No, we're fine. No.
Fucking stab.
Don't cry. It's okay. You want some Cheerios?
I would actually like some Cheerios. Oh, the
kids. The kids. Them. The kids. Sorry. Yeah, the kids.
Is it Honey Nut?
Of course.
So it looks like Jason Love broke someone's vagina.
I thought it was Jason Lee.
Nah, it's Love.
Okay, cool.
L-U-V, bro.
Okay, cool. Oh, yeah, it is Jason Love.
Jason
okay,
Love.
Okay, yeah, he's...
Could you explain to those who are listening who may not know who Jason Love is? Do you know who he is?
Jason Love is a erotic actor. In the film industry, he hasn't been around. Well, he's been around for a while, but he's been currently famous for
fucking people's wives.
Well, being in layman's terms, yes, but being the first black schlong for Adam 22's wife.
Yeah, he banged the shit out of her.
It was fine. It was all right.
No, I mean, according to her.
Oh, no, I mean, yeah. Of course she says that. But as far as, like, actually seeing it, it was fine.
Well, I mean, Adam 22 certainly felt a little way about it.
Well, I mean, of course he's going to ride that train for as long as you can. I mean, even the simp train does have bucks attached to it in the back.
I think the biggest issue for him was that it seemed like his wife may have admitted that Jason tore that thing up better than he could, or correct me if I'm wrong, I think Jason may have been the one who said that to Adam to piss him off. I can't remember.
I mean,
everything's alleged.
In the world of clout, I mean, it's just best to just say something and then see what sticks. Just throw stuff at the wall and just see what happens.
It's hilarious. It's the metaphor that you use, because I'm sure there are a lot of sticky things happening in the video that we were talking about.
Exactly.
Didn't Adam 22, didn't he also do porn as well
thing? Yeah, they actually do a podcast together where they interview porn star or some erotic actress who's amateur or whatnot, and then they bang her together.
Well, once I signed up for WikiFeet, I guess I can be a guest on the show, right?
Technically, yeah. I'm sure they'll do just feet stuff.
Did you know that WikiFeet, like, you have to pay monthly to be on it?
Seriously,
I think it's like $4 a month or some shit like that.
That's not bad.
But like, you have to pay for it in order to have a profile, yeah, so that you can, you know, that's, I mean obviously that's, they gotta get their money somehow.
I mean, 16 quarters, that's not bad.
Why did you know the amount of quarters so quickly? 16? Oh yeah. Like, when's the last time you had to like use quarters?
2 days ago.
Oh, that's right. We were counting actually my
day
change.
Ago. Yeah, actually a day ago.
Damn, I forgot about that. I just... Okay, so according to Instagram page at Crash Dashes, which is an Instagram page where they normally show like dash cam footage of like crashes and races and things.
Yeah.
I have no idea why the fuck they're talking about this in their page. It's so weird.
I have no idea either, actually.
It's so weird. So according to them, at Crash Dashes, a freshman in college was hospitalized after an intense collaboration with Jason Love. It sounds like he destroyed her vagina. I'm not sure if that's why. There's a photo of her in the hospital in a gown, smoking a vape. And then next to her,
she's fine.
Him on top of her, smashing it. Now, I'm going to say this. As a lesbian, I don't really know too much about this, but I have heard from my hetero heterosexual female friends that they don't necessarily want a man whose penis is too big. It can be painful for them. I'm assuming that it fucking hurts because, you know, it's uncomfortable for me to use like a super large tampon. So I like, let alone a huge peen. What do you think about this? What do you think my friend said?
Well, the Goldilocks and the Three Bears story, this is what it was meant for. Right? It was really an allegory for penis sizes. And
it's a really weird analogy, but go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. All right, you're gonna see some big ones out there, you're gonna see some small ones out there. Gonna be, you know, it's about finding which is just right.
Okay? Well, I asked a few of my straight female friends, and many of them say that there is such a thing as too big. Now, not many women want to be broken in half. Some of them do.
Well, some of them think they want that until they get broken in half.
Yeah.
And realize it's never going to look the same again.
Yeah. Ow. Ow. Okay. I'm going to cross my legs hard.
And that now painful. Every individual in the wake of that just sort of has to just pick up the pieces and hope for the best every time.
That makes logical sense to me. So fellas, if you're listening right now, I have some information for you. If you aren't 8 inches or more, don't freak out. It seems like the average woman doesn't mind 7 inches or less.
Well, the average male size is 5 inches. That's the average length. So,
I have a quick question for you, Wesley. How do you know this?
Because I had to research and make sure I was okay. I mean, okay.
You didn't.
As far as like where my stuff.
For you.
Yeah, for where my stuff sat at. You know what I mean? Like
okay.
I had to.
Hey, this got weird.
Oh, no, no. This is perfectly fine. No, this is actually better than fine.
No, you need to know. No. You know damn well that you randomly search that shit any day of the week.
No, trust me. This was done years ago with independent study to trying to figure out. Because
how old were you, Wesley, when you researched this?
Okay, this was like mid-20s, okay?
Amber, why are you lying?
No, it's not. Amber, you need to understand something about having one of these things, okay? All right? And the world we live in, you see them all the goddamn time, all right? Porn is 67% of the internet. You're going to be doing some comparison, ladies, all right? I mean, I'm sure y'all do it on y'all end, but it happens on our end too, okay? So you see nothing but super Johnsons running around, and you look down like, well, damn it, what is this even?
Did you say super Johnsons?
I did, yes. I mean, you're going to look down as a man and be like, well, is this even okay? What do I got? Within the pantheon of slongs out there. So you're going to do your stat checks. You're going to do your
pantheon, you know, you're going to slongs.
You're going to bust a ruler out. You're going to find out where your baseline is. You know what I'm saying? Some say the shaft, the base of the shaft. Some say the balls. It's the shaft.
It's the base of the shaft. Everybody, exactly. Even I know that.
Exactly.
Anyway, shut the fuck up. I got things to say. let's look further into this. So let's see what my friends have to say. I asked, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 friends of mine. All right. One of them said, this is what I said to them, and I copy and paste the entire thing.
Yeah.
Asking this for my podcast, by the way, asking several straight women, is it true that women don't really enjoy sex with a man whose penis is too big? Also, good morning. that was
also, hey.
Also, hello. One of my friends responded, hi, morning. It depends on if it's wide or not. If it's too wide, it hurts. But for me, I never cared for the big ones, LOL. And then I said, I responded to her, a lot of women agree with you, actually. LOL, small penises for the win. And she said, yippers, haha. Now, I don't know what constitutes small for her. We didn't get into that. I'll probably say that for another episode. But my next friend said, I said the same thing to her. I asked her once again, is it true that women really don't enjoy sex with a man whose penis is too big? She said, LOL, not true. Ha, ha, ha. You asking penis questions?
That was kind of a reaction.
Yeah, right. And you can tell this person knows me very well.
Yeah.
And she said, I've had huge penis and sex was amazing. Just have to ease in there and get the girl open. A good emotional connection is what she said.
Well, I mean, of course, that's sex 101 to what it should be, at least. But, you know, every vag is different.
We're talking about the sex.
Yeah, we're talking about the getting down. Yes, yes.
All right, so my next friend said here, laugh out loud, good morning. Me personally, I've dated guys that were well endowed, but yeah, it's not pleasant. And then I said to her, that's what I'm hearing from a lot of women, which is like two before I asked her.
Yes.
And then she responded, you have to be pretty loose to enjoy a mandingo, is what she responded. Hmm. It's funny because I think you know each of these women. I'm not telling you who they are, though.
That's perfectly fine. This is actually better.
We got two more. Okay, so this one is coming from someone that you know as well. I think you know all of them but one. This person responds, laugh my fucking ass off. So there's length and girth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some men have both. I like length. Hit my belly button. That's what she said. Many like girth. Length problems can happen when long dick try to
get it out. Come on.
I can hear her saying it, and that's why it's funny. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm gonna say it like her.
Okay.
Length problems can happen when long dick try to do little dick shit. Like, sir, you need to thrust back further, my man. LOL. Either way, it's all about the motion in the ocean, baby. That is what my friend said. The last person said, this is hilarious, but honestly, no. Having a big penis is hella uncomfortable. You can't exactly enjoy all the sex moves with a big penis, but I will say having a small penis is no better either. It gotta be in the middle when you want to feel it, but just not in your chest, if that makes sense. And then I responded, makes sense. Thank God I can take my girl to the store with me and she can just pick what she wants and whatever color she wants.
Great retort.
That was me bragging.
Yeah.
It was my flex. And then she responded, this is true, but I'm going to be very honest since I've been on both sides of the fence. This person has also slept with women as well.
Yes.
With strap-ons. And she goes on to say, rubber penis don't have nothing on the real thing. And honestly, it's only because the real thing is attached and you can do more with it. The rubber be cold. And then I responded, stop buying the cheap ones. And then she responded, well, that was a long time ago, so you might be right about that one. Money different now, LOL. Hey. And so it seems like it's kind of half and half. It's about length. It's about girth. It's about motion of the ocean. And it's also about the woman. It really depends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I can say this, young men, if you do have a smaller Johnson, it's okay because they don't care. Not all of them.
Well, they do as long as you have some level of awareness about that and you're...
And don't lie.
You're making up for that with other things, yeah. With a good mouth game, with that motion of the ocean, as they refer to it as.
Not mouth game.
Yes. And also, you got to make sure you got that mind. You got that mind locked up before you get that bedroom. So that, again, it compensates for that lack of length, that lack of girth. You know what I'm saying? So... By the time y'all are done and she's got your head laying on your chest or vice versa, everybody's still happy.
Well, Wes, you'll be glad to know that I Googled something I wouldn't normally Google and I did it for the podcast. Anna, shut up.
You're on the list.
Yes, for sure. According to Google, the average penis size is not nearly as big as many people think it is. A 2020 review of research on penis size found that the average length of an erect penis is between 5.1 inches and 5.5 inches. Factoring in volunteer bias, the researchers believe that the average falls closer to the lower end of that range, which is what you said. So I also came across a list of which countries have the biggest average penis size and the smallest.
Oh, shit.
So this will be fun.
Let's hear it, Uganda.
They call it the Schlong List. I swear to God I'm a lesbian, but this shit is interesting.
Low-key, it is.
She's not gay. She keeps talking about dick. I talk about a lot of shit I don't know nothing about. It's a podcast. It's exactly what podcasts are made for.
It's called My Opinion.
That's the thing. I don't even have an opinion. I just want to know what's going on.
You're just hungry for knowledge.
I'm here for knowledge.
All right. Hey, your curiosity has gotten you a long way, Missy.
So according to this list, this was coming from, let me click my thing here. this is coming from thesun.com. The ussun.com is where this is coming from. And let's see here. It does not have the full list. I have a list here that gives me 1 through 5, which are the largest penis size. And then I get 11 through... Oh, no, I don't get 11 through. France is just 11. Just know that.
France is 11?
France is 11. And then I get 39, 43, 53, 56. And then it goes to like 85, 86. So it just gives you like the most, I guess, penises that they could measure. I don't know.
Yeah, I just brought some folks in. I don't know. Yeah. All right.
So standing at 86, who do you think 86 is? That's the very last one. Or... would you rather try to guess what number the U.S. is in?
Which one is Ireland?
Oh, funny. Ireland's on here. Number 70, Ireland is standing at 5.03 inches erect average size.
Sounds about right.
That is so I have Irish listeners. Jesus Christ.
That is absolutely no disrespect, okay? Y'all make it up in other ways. All right?
Yeah, they're going to curse you, dude.
What? I've given no disrespect to the look of the Irish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was
you just bad. Made that way worse.
Yeah, that was way bad. I'm sorry.
I just want you to know that the Professionally Silly Podcast does not stand by any type of negativity spoken from DJ Hey Cousin's mouth. The Professionally Silly Podcast stands alone on opinions that does not have to do with anything that he has said. Okay.
My favorite color is green.
Give me another country.
Okay. Who's 86?
86. Oh, so this is the last number on the list for Cambodia.
Oh, I didn't expect that from Cambodia.
Erect 3.95 inches.
Ooh.
Almost 4 inches.
That's why you don't see no good porn coming out of Cambodia, y'all. That explains it.
Well, you know, Taiwan comes up in 85 at 4.24 inches.
Oh my God.
And then Ireland is at 70.
Okay. Gonna assume that America is this, you know, close. It's on this, you know what I'm saying? It's down there.
We're mid.
We're mid?
We're mid as fuck.
Fuck, America is mid.
We're mid.
Fuck, America
we're number
is mid.
59.
I keep forgetting that.
5.35 inches average.
Say that again?
Erect. 5.35 inches erect average.
That and makes sense too, though.
You know what really pisses me off is that France is 11. Historically, that pisses me off. That is 6.20 inches.
Well, that also makes sense. There's so many debonairs, and you know, in that part of the world.
That's why they don't really need the penises. It's not fair.
Yeah, right.
They're French.
Yeah.
The fuck?
I mean, language of love.
UK at 66. Okay, we beat the UK. July 4th.
I'll take it. Oh!
5.17 inches. Yeah. 5.7.
I mean, wow.
We got like 0.2 inches on these.
I was about to say, like, these stats are very incremental, boy. I mean, my goodness.
No, yeah, we stand on business with these stats that I got from the ussun.com.
Man.
All right, so 5. We got Haiti. 4.
Yep.
Sudan.
Okay.
3. Bolivia.
Oh, my God.
2. Cameroon. Number 1.
Cameroon?
Standing at 6.93 inches
standing
average
girthy.
Erect length is Ecuador.
Ecuador?
That's what it says.
Ecuador produced
Ecuador.
The biggest meats.
Ecuador.
Per square inch.
They beat Haiti. Haiti's at 6.30 inches. 6.30 inches.
Wow. Yep. Okay. Tell me this. Where was... Ghana at?
Ghana's not on here.
It's not?
No.
Okay. Egypt?
Egypt is not on this list for me.
Fuck.
I do have Sudan, though.
So, you know, my bad. You're right.
They're number 4. They got 6.
You're right. Yeah, my bad. I forgot.
You trying to see some African dick or something?
No, I'm just trying to get a little...
Because you just said a lot of African places.
Well, no, I was just trying to sort of get a good, you know, comparing
no,
contract.
They beat us. They beat us. Africa's, yeah. So, you're going to have to be happy with your 59 at your 5.35 inches.
Well, I have Sudan in my family, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You're an idiot in a head. Oh my God. Coming up.
Death, apparently.
Yeah, shit. Coming up, who's the asshole in this situation? Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Hey, Mikey, I gotta ask you a serious question, dude. Fuck, marry, kill. Honey Nut Cheerios, Frosted Flakes, or Fruit Loops?
What is it, sorry?
Fruit Loops, fuck.
I'm fucking the shit out of the Fruit Loops.
Kill Cheerios. Kill
Cheerios. Cheerios.
Oh, no, did you say chicken?
Cheerios, I'm marrying Cheerios. A good, solid option. It can never do you wrong.
Frosted Flakes are solid.
I'm killing Frosted Flakes.
You're killing Frosted Flakes, you're fucking Cheerios and what?
No, I'm marrying Cheerios.
You're marrying Honey Nut Cheerios and you're killing, and you're fucking who? Frosted? Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops. It's a good chill.
Cheerios are just good, solid, always been there for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. There's some longevity
Cheerios
there.
Cheerios never do me wrong.
I feel you. What about you, Mikey? Who you?
I kill Cheerios. I fuck Fruit Loops and I marry Frosted Flakes.
Kill Cheerios, fuck Fruit Loops, marry Frosted Flakes?
So I want some sugar, yeah.
No, keep in mind, I'm talking about Honey Nut Cheerios.
I don't even know the difference.
What about you, Caroline?
I have to say, marry Frosted Flakes, for sure. Kill Fruit Loops, and fuck Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one for me. That's why I couldn't decide. It's like, I'm going to make them do it. Dude, fuck, I really love a good Honey Nut Cheerio, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I think mine might be a hot take, dude. I'm thinking I'm gonna fuck some Frosted Flakes. I'm gonna marry the shit out of my Honey Nut Cheerios. I'm gonna kill the Fruit Loops only because they've changed.
And they're too sweet.
They've changed over the years, bro. Like, Fruit Loops used to be, like, colorful and shit. There's, like, three colors now. It's like they ruined, like they ruined Trix. Like, Trix were, like purple...
Red.
Yeah, they're like purple little balls now. They're not even the fruit. Yeah, so hot take, but that's where I feel right now.
All right, so it's time for us to figure out who the asshole is in the situation.
You?
What? No, bitch.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Recording a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Did you
hear
the tease?
No. Oh my God. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm listening.
So I went to Reddit. On the Am I the Asshole forum here. And they have Nora Cupcake, who shared her asshole question. And that sounds weird. And if you're new to Am I the Asshole segment, Am I the Asshole is pretty much where people go and they share their situations and they're trying to figure out if what they did or said made them the asshole and explain why they did or said what they did or said. So people get to vote on whether or not this person is the asshole. It can be validating if you're not the asshole.
Yeah, you know, it's sometimes taking unsolicited advice can be helpful.
Yeah, it can be. But it's solicited if you post it online.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
This title is, Am I the Asshole for Not Wanting to Cook Separate Vegan Meals for My Sister-in-Law? And it reads here, My family has a cherished tradition of Sunday dinners. It's a special time for us, and I take pride in making meals everyone enjoys. Lately, things have gotten a little complicated since my brother's wife, Lily, became vegan. She's a wonderful person, and I respect her dietary choices. I always have vegan sides and sometimes even desserts, but Lily would prefer a separate, complete vegan meal every week. I understand where she's coming from, but I'm already stretched thin between my job, side projects, and trying to have a life outside of the kitchen. Making an entire second meal feels overwhelming. Last Sunday, I gently asked Lily if she'd be willing to bring a vegan dish to share sometimes. I want her to feel included, but I'm mostly struggling to keep up. My brother was upset, saying I was being unwelcoming. My parents want to keep the peace, but I feel resentful. Am I wrong for wanting to set some boundaries? I want to find a way to make our dinners work for everyone without burning myself out. So do you think this person is the asshole for wanting her sister-in-law to just bring your own vegan meal?
You know, there's
why
always...
Why do I have to make it?
There's always this tug and pull when it comes to boundaries and inconsideration. Especially with family and quote-unquote loved ones. Like, if a person's been doing something for so long and they know it's wrong, and all of a sudden they set a boundary, they set a wall for that thing, for the sake of themselves, for the sake of their own betterment, people are going to have a bad reaction to that, and those people are normally the ones who are using them.
Well, and what you're saying, who are you speaking of? The vegan or the woman who doesn't want to make another complete meal for someone else?
The woman who doesn't want to make a complete meal for herself.
Okay.
As far as her creating boundaries for herself. Do you think she's the asshole? No, I don't.
Neither do I.
I don't. I do think there's a balance that needs to be made. I do think that...
Well, I think she made that balance by offering vegan side dishes. I'm not going to sit
here and
create a whole fucking meal for you. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not vegan. Nobody else here is vegan. Why am I making a whole nother... I'm not saying being vegan is bad. That's fine. But there are a lot of vegans out there who treat that shit like a religion, and they shame you for not being vegan. Well, those are the vegans I don't like.
Well, even beyond that, because we're not even really talking about them. I mean, that is the worst case scenario.
Yeah,
but
of course.
Really, in a case of not having the time, if I'm doing all these other things, and I know I can't fit that in there, and we're supposed to be a family. We're supposed to be able to communicate. We're supposed to be able to come to each other for things.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you I don't have time, and it would be great if you can help out by bringing a dish, and that causes a fucking flare-up, then obviously we have a problem, because you're not valuing what I'm doing, and you don't feel like you need to contribute.
See, to me, I feel like a part of it, it is a part of that, because first of all, you are the person who is vegan. So the fact that you're expecting me to create an entirely separate meal for you
exactly
means that you're pushing that shit onto me,
mm-hmm,
regardless, because I'm the one who has to do the labor to do that.
You
know what I'm saying?
You do deserve to be looked like a dick if you go to Red Lobster asking for a hamburger. You're a dick. I'm sorry. You get mad. Oh, let me talk to the manager. Like, what?
Red Lobster, bitch. Go someplace else. Like, why are you here? You know what I'm saying? And kudos to her. I know veganism, yay, not for me. I could probably do like some vegetarian shit for like a week, but nah, I likes my meat.
yeah. I eat pretty balanced, but yeah, I like the protein, G. If you're staying and, you know, you got certain...
I don't need to like milk a cashew for my protein.
Yeah, right. You got certain dietary needs. We're going to do our best to accommodate you, but you don't pull it. Don't put that all on us.
Yeah, if you like want to create a meal when you, because it's not like they're having dinner every goddamn night. So if you know that they're going to be a Christmas dinner or some shit and everybody's eating the same thing and you're the only one, then bring your own plate. Because actually, I know vegans who are friends of mine, if there's a gathering they're invited to, they just bring their own food. It's not disrespectful.
Exactly.
Everybody knows they're vegan.
Yeah.
Just bring what you want to eat. Because I'm not about to make an entire meal. Now, you can have the sides. I'll set up, but I'm not making you an entire fucking meal. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not making an entire vegan menu for you, for one person.
That.
I mean, that's inconsiderate, to be honest. It is.
Yeah, it is.
It'd be different if it was the whole family was like that. I mean, it's not. It's this situation. And in this situation, that's considered inconsiderate. You need to pull your weight a little bit when it comes to your not only your own dietary needs, but the needs of people in regards to, you know, how much time they have,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, to get those things done. Because she said she didn't have time.
Yeah.
And maybe if she can unload some of the stuff she got on her plate, she might be able to cook some vegan shit.
I will say that I am proud of her for standing up for herself.
Yeah.
It seems like her brother and her parents are fucking people pleasers and will do anything for anybody but their daughter and sister.
Is that
annoying as shit?
Is that considered a people pleaser if you're trying to keep the peace? I'm not saying it's good, but like, is that what
it's
that's
not
considered as?
It's not helpful, especially when
I'm not,
you're choosing...
Yeah, I'm not saying it's good. I'm just like trying to put it like, is that what it's referred to as?
I think there's levels to keeping the peace, but keeping the peace is not peaceful for everyone.
It usually isn't.
Exactly. So
there's rarely a time in which it's conducive to a positive resolution. You know,
It rarely is. That's what I'm saying. So keeping the peace ain't peaceful.
No, I'm not saying it was.
No. That's exactly what you're saying.
No, I know.
No, that's what I'm saying you're saying.
I know.
I've spoken. And I will be heard. I think it just sucks because she's clearly alone in this particular situation. Her brother don't have her back. Her parents don't have her back.
Yeah.
And she's the one doing all the goddamn cooking. So it was just like...
Well, I just stopped cooking and kill everybody.
I mean, yeah. Oh, you know what she should fucking do? Okay, listen. I know that this person probably doesn't listen to this podcast. I'm going to name you Layla. Okay, Layla, here's what you do. This is going to help you. If anyone is listening to this podcast and you come across, what did I say? Natural Cupcake, whatever the fuck I said her name was. Go back and listen. I said it. Okay. Tell her that I said.
It happened again.
That's what you get for stabbing me last week, Wesley.
I thought you said it was over.
Yeah, but when you stabbed me, you started it over. Yeah.
How can it never end?
Oh, it will.
How can it never end?
It will, buddy. It's going to end right now, Wesley. You want some chicken tenders?
Yeah.
Nope. All I have are soggy old KFC chicken from 1994.
I'll take it. Is there sauce? Is there sauce?
Ain't no sauce, nigga. Ain't no sauce.
Is there
condiments?
Is there a biscuit?
Yo, if you drop one more piece of blood on my goddamn floor, Wesley, I swear to God, I'll stab you again. Hold your blood in, bro. Hold your blood in. Hold your blood in. Jesus. Anyways, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's Cambodia might have some small penises. And this is just number 86, the list. I can't even see the whole thing. So, you all right? You know, Wes is bleeding on my fucking floor again. I'm going to stab him again in a second. So yeah, penis. We discussed that a lot in this podcast. So that's interesting. Also, another thing that you can take from this podcast episode is you all right, bud?
You okay? Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Why do you sound like that?
I'm just going to lay down for a second.
Also, you can take from this podcast episode is AI is going to replace us. Except for script writing. We still need people to entertain us. Thank God. Ain't that right?
Yeah, definitely. Especially me. I might not be here too much longer.
Yeah, that's true. That's a sad thing. Shout out to the listeners. You guys are fucking titties. I love your faces. But most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review. Wesley, where can they find you?
They can find.
Don't worry about that. I'll put that down in the. Go ahead, bro.
Oh my God. They can find me on Twitter/X, by Wes Roberts /Capricorn Jenkins, TikTok, DJ Hey Cousin, Instagram, by Wes Roberts, you know, like the author. And come watch my catalog episodes of the OD podcast for more episodes to come, wherever podcasts can be heard. And yes, I will get my revenge. It may not be now, but it will be soon.
I don't know, listeners. We should probably just stop stabbing each other.
You know, that's what I would like.
It's a little dark.
Can we have some kind of truce?
All right, we'll truce today.
Okay, you want to touch knives?
All right, we can touch knives. That's cool. Clink. That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
Yo, make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast and check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, and of course the Professional Silly Podcast group on Facebook. You can email me if you like at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is down below in the show notes, including my Google Voice number and all of my social media platforms, my link tree, all that's there. Check me out. My P.O. box is there as well. That's fire. Once again, I'm your Audible Boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here on Spotify for podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously.
I like how you held that in.
Right?
I like that, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been practicing.
I can tell, yeah.
Yeah. All right, next week.
Next week.
All right, mic check.
Mic check. Check.
Okay. That was so weird. All right, you... Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go ahead and have our beef off right now. This is coming from ChatGPT, a script written for us, and it reads here, two friends arguing over burgers and hot dogs. The title of this script is The Great Food Debate.
This is awesome. I haven't actually read it yet. I'm just like looking at the words. You know, when you look at something, you're not really like digesting it.
Yeah, I feel you. Well, listen, you were going to be playing the voice of Alex, the character of Alex, and I will be Sam.
How did you decide that?
I just decided. I don't know, bitch. What the fuck? Do you want to be Alex?
I mean, that's fine. I'll be Sam.
Jesus Christ. Fine. All right. So I'll be... Wait, who are we?
Oh, my God. You're Alex. I'm Sam.
All right. Fine. Jesus Christ. Two friends, Sam and Alex, are sitting at a picnic table in a park, each holding their preferred food item, a hamburger for Sam and a hot dog for Alex. They are in the midst of a passionate debate.
All right, Alex, I'm telling you once and for all, hamburgers are the pinnacle of culinary excellence.
Please, hot dogs are the true champions of taste. They're like they're like little parcels of joy wrapped in a bun.
Joy? Joy? Please, hot dogs are like mystery meat tubes. You never know what's in them at all.
Mystery meat? At least we know what's in a hot dog, but a hamburger is like a Russian nesting doll of ingredients. Who knows what's hiding in all those layers?
Wow, wow. Layers of deliciousness. That's what. You've got your juicy beef patty, perfectly seasoned, topped with cheese, lettuce, tomatoes.
And don't forget the endless array of condiments. Yeah. Ketchups, mustards, pickles, onions. There's like a flavor explosion in every bite.
Oh, come on. Hot dogs have their own charm, all right? I mean, that snap when you have a bite. I mean, when you bite into the casing, that savory taste of the meat, the satisfying squish of the bun.
Squish. That's not exactly a selling point. Hamburgers have substance, Alex. Did we switch characters?
Did we switch characters midway through? Oh my God. When did this happen?
I don't know, dude. How did that happen?
I remember saying layers of deliciousness and oh, come on. The other charm. Oh, you said, wait.
Nobody said snacks.
And squish?
Yeah, this is going to have to be like a whole-ass bonus
episode. Yeah, it has to be episode. Now. It has to be now.
Whole-ass. You know what? We're just going to have to save this right here for like a bonus outtakes episode. Yeah, yeah. Post. You know what I'm saying?
That's Patreon.
Damn. We need to. Well, yeah, we should
Patreon.
Good God.